Peter.
This is Al.
Jeff, how's it going?
Temperatures were expected to hit 105 degrees on the day that I visited Al Mason's Northern California bungalow. But standing in his very cool living room, he wasn't too concerned.
During the summer, without the air, it was miserable.
What's it like now?
Oh, it's wonderful.
That's because Mason just bought himself a brand new $10,000 central AC and heating system. Installer Jeff Scallier takes me outside to show off the motor.
So this particular unit, I call it the Cadillac. It's an HDL is the name of the unit. It's side discharge.
New units like this are about twice as energy efficient as those sold 30 years ago. That's when the 1970s oil embargo inspired a slew of federal efficiency rules. But Al Mason's brand new AC system still uses a lot more electricity than it needs to. At least, that's what John Proctor says. He's an air conditioning entrepreneur in San Rafael, just north of San Francisco.
Air conditioners are designed one size fits all for the whole country. So you have a hammer where you really would like something a little more precise.
In other words, different climates require different air conditioners. For example, the day I met John Proctor, it was about 75 degrees outside, maybe 25% humidity.
There's a reason why we live here.
Meanwhile, about 3,000 miles to the east, residents of Tampa, Florida, were wiping their brows in 80% humidity. A completely different climate, where air conditioners have a different job to do.
In southern Florida, you have to do a lot of dehumidification, whereas in most of California, you don't have to do any dehumidification at all. So what they're doing is taking moisture out of the inside air and dumping it down the drain.
In other words, because air conditioners are built for all climates, they don't work perfectly in any climate. That fact inspired Proctor, with funding from the state of California, to design AC systems for three different climates: the hot, dry West, the soggy Southeast, and the more temperate Midwest. So that's one model for Phoenix, another for Tampa, and a third for St. Louis. He built them in an attic workshop upstairs from his office.
So where does that data point show up on the graph?
Proctor says these climate-specific units can use as much as 20% less electricity than the one-size-fits-all models. But that doesn't mean we can expect manufacturers to start making them anytime soon.
From a manufacturing perspective, if you can just make lots of one air conditioner, it's easier, it's cheaper, and that's how they're set up to do it.
That's why Proctor, along with California energy officials, went to Washington earlier this year. Their goal was to get congressional support for new regional AC standards, and it worked. But putting these standards into law is another step. That'll take a ruling from the Federal Department of Energy, something Proctor believes is unlikely to take place until the next administration takes the White House. For the Environment Report, I'm Amy Standen.